its current state on WKAR, it's safe to say most of us take for granted that when we turn on our faucets, clean water comes out. But where does our drinking water come from? How clean is it? And how much responsibility do we as individuals have to ensure that our water stays clean? Well, here to help us understand how we interact with our local fresh water is Rachel Laux. Rachel is the watershed coordinator for the Eaton Conservation District, and she's leading a new campaign called Pollution Isn't Pretty to raise awareness about how our behaviors impact drinking water. Rachel, welcome to Current State.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us about the Eaton Conservation District. This is a county organization?
Yep. So Eaton Conservation District primarily works out of Eaton County on natural resource issues, anywhere from water resources, such as what I work on, to agriculture and helping people reduce their environmental risks, to environmental education. So we are out there helping folks make better decisions and stay informed. I'm a watershed coordinator, and so I work on the Middle Grand River watershed, which actually covers multiple counties. So I work in Ingham, Eaton, Clinton, and Ionia counties, and work on informing people about what's going on in that watershed and what the state of the water quality is like right now.
And what are our main sources for drinking water here in the Lansing area?
So our main source of drinking water is actually groundwater. So our drinking water comes from deep under the surface in a groundwater well. So whether you live in the city of Lansing or out in the country in a private well, all of your water is coming from groundwater. Mm-hmm. And so that's our primary source.
And what is the generally... what's the condition of that groundwater in our area?
So in our area, we do a really great job at protecting our drinking water. So our drinking water is very clean and safe, and it's not generally something that we would have to worry about in terms of being harmful. What I work on is surface water. So surface water is water that flows across the land that's in our rivers and streams. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of pollution that this campaign is focused on. So our drinking water is very well taken care of and in good hands.
Okay. Now, does surface water ever make it to the water table, though?
They do mingle in the water cycle, yes. So they are connected in that way. So protecting our surface water is important for our groundwater resource, for sure.
And talk to us about this word watershed. Mm-hmm. I see this all over the place, and I have this kind of fuzzy idea of what it means. What is a watershed exactly?
So a watershed, it sounds complicated, but to make it really simple, basically all of the water that flows across our land ends up in one spot. So all the water in the mid-Michigan area ends up in what we would call the Middle Grand River watershed. So it's flowing across the land into our rivers and streams, which then are eventually connected to Lake Michigan.
Now, when drinking water does get polluted, where does the pollution come from?
It can come from a variety of sources. A lot of times when drinking water is contaminated, it can come from things like nutrients or even sometimes bacteria are generally the pollutants that we tend to worry about with our drinking water.
And generally, what's the condition of the Middle Grand River watershed?
So the Middle Grand River watershed has definitely improved drastically. I always tell people, you know, a long time ago, our rivers used to catch on fire. That no longer happens.
Cuyahoga, right?
Yeah, right. We definitely still have an impact. You know, the more densely populated we become, and the more developed we become, we as people have a larger impact. But it's definitely a lot better than what it used to be, and we'll never probably get to zero impact. But we still have some things to work on as far as making sure that it's in good health.
We're talking with Rachel Laux, who's the watershed coordinator for the Eaton Conservation District. I know one big issue is impermeable surfaces, mm-hmm. rooftops, parking lots, roadways, where impurities gather, road sludge, chemicals, all manner of impurities gather, and they can't sink down into the earth, so they run to some nearby stream or river. How do you contend with that?
That is definitely a challenge.
That's one of the big issues really right now in terms of certainly in terms of urban areas,
yep.
settled areas, right?
Yes, absolutely. In our urban areas, that's definitely a big problem. There are what I would call simple fixes to that, you know, doing things like planting trees, installing rain gardens, green roofs, slowing that water down makes a big difference in what the quality of the water once it reaches our streams, what that's like. So there are definitely things that we can do. A homeowner, for example, could, instead of having a completely turf grass lawn, they could plant a lot of native plants, and that would help in that process. So taking a lot of little steps will help in the long run.
And what are you trying to get done here with your Pollution Isn't Pretty campaign? You're trying to raise awareness here.
Yep, absolutely. So the Pollution Isn't Pretty campaign is about getting people to realize that we are connected to our water resources no matter where we're at, and that pollution comes in many different forms, and that there are actions and small steps we can take to have a positive impact on our water resources. A lot of times when we think about pollution, we point to things like factories and manufacturing, and we forget that we as individuals have a significant impact on our water. And that's what this campaign is really about, is reminding individuals that we do have an impact, and we can choose to make that positive or negative.
If you could select one or two behaviors that the average person needs to become more aware of, what would they be?
A big one, and I will admit that I'm a pet owner myself, but a big one is picking up your dog waste if you're out about town,
yeah,
walking your pet. That's a pretty big problem and a very simple, easy thing to do. Another great one is, you know, being mindful of where you're washing your car. So don't wash your car in your driveway. Wash it where there's grass so that water can soak in and through natural processes clean itself up. Those, you know, are two pretty simple, easy things that we can do.
What about people like me who love a nice green yard?
So that is definitely a challenge for us in water quality. You know, having a green yard isn't necessarily a bad thing. Being mindful of how much fertilizer you're using, do you need to even fertilize? So mm-hmm. Getting your soil tested is something that you can do and is really easy. Another thing you could do is kind of compromise and maybe have half of your lawn in a green turf grass and then half of it in more native plants that help soak up that water and infiltrate it into the ground.
And tell us a little bit more about the Pollution Isn't Pretty campaign. What are you really trying to get done here, and how are you doing it?
So what we're trying to get done is, on a very simple level, is just raise awareness and then to help people make better choices. So to offer suggestions like native plants in their lawn, picking up after their pet waste. And we're doing that through social media and websites, and then hopefully doing some things like billboards and raising awareness that way. And it's really just about getting people to think twice about their actions and make better choices.
You must have been encouraged when we could start fishing again in the Red Cedar River last spring.
Yes, that was a wonderful thing to see.
It's been a long
time. Very excited.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, Rachel Laux is the Watershed Coordinator for the Eaton Conservation District. Rachel's leading a new campaign called Pollution Isn't Pretty to help raise awareness about how we impact our local water resources. Rachel, good luck. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And this environmental segment of Current State is sponsored by Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism. For more news of the Great Lakes environment, you can check out greatlakesecho.org.